The hatch gave a mechanical wheeze and continued to contract around the Nargon's muscular forearm. The scales shattered with a series of loud pops. Then the hatch leaves sliced through its flesh, clear down to the Vanilloy.
Blast! Bardoon cursed. He pointed at the control panel. Kill it. Maybe that will give us enough time.
Han blew the panel cover off with a couple of blaster bolts.
Enough time for what exactly?
When Bardoon did not answer immediately, Han passed his rifle to O'Hali and began to sort through control panel wires, using his vibroknife to strip insulation and reroute circuits.
Enough time for what?
He demanded again.
To free the princess,
Bardoon called back. By the sound of his voice, he was already 10 meters down the corridor behind them.
Jonas Rom is her only hope.
Han turned to O'Hali.
Princess?
O'Hali shrugged.
Who knows?
Han finished jamming the hatch, then retrieved his blaster rifle and turned to survey the corridor. On one side, a floor-to-ceiling transparasteel wall overlooked an empty courtyard. On the opposite side stood 5 large airlocks, and not much else. Bardoon was at the 3rd airlock, holding the hatch open and looking impatient.
I don't like this,
Han said quietly.
Any idea where we are?
O'Hali pointed to the airlocks.
Those open into the fabrication labs, where the Krefs create the Nargons. And the copies, I suppose.
Like Ditto?
O'Hali hesitated, then said,
Yes, among others.
Han turned and looked out across the courtyard. On the far side sat a large arch-roofed hangar. It couldn't be more than 100 meters distant, but Han had stood on the surface of enough airless moons to recognize a hard vacuum when he saw one. There was no easy way across the courtyard. If they wanted to reach the hangar, they would have to fight back through the room they had just left, then work their way through the barracks annex. Still looking out across the courtyard, Han asked O'Hali,
I don't suppose there's an underground tunnel or something that can get us from here to over there.
Afraid not,
O'Hali said.
As far as I can tell, this monolith doesn't seem to have an underground anything.
Han's gaze snapped back toward the Duros.
Monolith? He repeated. Then this is...
Mortis?
O'Hali shook her head.
It may be a celestial monolith, but it's not Mortis. At least, I hope it isn't.
Han frowned.
Why's that?
O'Hali made a point of not looking in Bardoon's direction.
Because whatever Bardoon has become, she said, I'm pretty sure it was the monolith that did it to him.
A sinister laugh echoed down the corridor from the 3rd airlock, and Han looked over to see Bardoon sneering at them in contempt.
There is no escape now, Captain Solo,
Bardoon said. He extended a hand, and Han suddenly found himself being dragged down the corridor.
We are in this to the end, the 3 of us.